We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
The Unfair Trick!
Susan, keep your head still or I'll never get these curlers in.
Sorry, Mother, but I think I've been sitting here for ages.
Well, it was your idea. Have an old perm on a Saturday morning when I'm busy.
Yeah, I want to look my best for tomorrow.
Ooh, you're only going to a christening. You're not being presented at court.
Our relations are worse than royalty.
Ooh, this perming stuff smells awful, doesn't it?
Oh, well, soon goes.
Mom, I want to get you up here.
Oh, what a shocking song. I'm doing Susan's hair for the christening tomorrow.
Ooh, well, I'm sorry for the vicar. He's holding the baby with one hand and his nose with the other.
Mother, when we go to Liverpool tomorrow, can we get my little brother on a ship? Get him to China.
Listen, smelly bones. I don't want to go to Liverpool tomorrow. I'm fed up with Auntie Maggie christening a baby every year.
And what are you talking about every year? This is only the second she's had.
Well, what was it we went to the year before? Oh, that was the wedding. Hey, Susan, that was when you first went out with Dust Alfiel.
Mother, I hope you're going to make him behave himself tomorrow. He's a menace.
You shouldn't talk about Alfie behind his back.
Boy, you'd better behave yourself tomorrow, or our relations will be watching you.
Oh, that's the trouble. We're watching Mob. The Brooklyn Bashers.
They're all gentlemen compared with you.
What is me, Auntie Maggie? Well, I can't stand them. All the men patting me on the head, and all the women kissing me. Still, it could be worse. It could be the other way around. I've got 30-odd relatives in Liverpool, and not one of them knows a beetle.
Oh, stop moaning. Everybody thinks their relatives are funny.
Oh, not like our lot, though. Oh, everyone hand-picked. Off the floor at closing time.
Well, hello there, I'm back.
Oh, that's funny. We were just talking about you.
What do you mean?
He's moaning about our relations.
Yeah, and I haven't started on your plan yet.
Now that's enough.
Well, what with our lot from Liverpool and the other from Scotland, what a mixture. Half scouts, half haggis.
What's all this about?
He doesn't want to go to the christening tomorrow.
Well, it's no fool for me. Before I go in the church, the vicar has me searched at the door. And when we get home, I have to sit there listening to a lot of that grown-up saying, who does he look like? He's definitely got the Liverpool nose. They all think he's got the Scottish chin. And all the time he's lying there, looking like a monkey.
People always talk like that at christening.
Well, they told me off when I joined in just because I said it looked like our crow man. He did have a big conk.
But Jimmy, that's not the kind of remark you make to the mother.
Well, it made the Uncle Willie laugh.
I wish you could leave him at home. You'll see him at all.
I don't know what you're complaining about, Jimmy. He came home with a pocket full of money last year.
Yes, but I had nobody to play with. You were all grown-ups except the baby, and he was too lazy to get out of bed.
But you could have gone to that indoor amusement park to play.
What, amuse me, old mummy?
Ah, the bully's got a point, Pat. What about taking one of his wee friends with us?
Oh, better still, take me wee enemy. Who's that? My pal Ozzy.
Take Ozzy to the christening?
Why not? After the vicar's christened the baby, he can wash Ozzy's neck. It could be a day out for him, because we haven't been away this summer.
Well, didn't they go to the seaside?
No, all that happened was, His dad took him into the park last Sunday and said, "Sniff up, son, you're on your holiday."
Well, all right, then. You can ask, Ozzy. There you are, Susan. That's not all the fellas, isn't it?
Thanks, Mother. You'll come here this afternoon, then?
Yes.
Thanks. I'll just go upstairs.
Oh, allow me to open the door, Lady Clifford.
Oh, thank you, kind sir.
Oh, not at all. Do call again to have your hair done, madam. We're always glad to see you. You're such a change from all those poodles.
You and your dress. Well, you better go around and invite Ozzy then, Jimmy.
Oh, there's no need for that. I'll be seeing his father in the barber shop. I'm away there now to get my hair cut.
Not before time, Grandad. If it grows much further down your back, you look like you're wearing your spurs the wrong way around.
Beautiful. You better take Jimmy with your father. His hair needs tidying up for the christening, too.
But the christening's in Liverpool. If I leave it long, I might get in a group. Clitheroe and the Mersey Music Makers. Hey, Grandad.
What? What's the matter, Jim?
Put the paper down a minute. There's a man here going to have his hair cut.
What about it?
He's as bald as a football bladder.
Now, Jimmy.
He's got more hair on his eyebrows than he's got on his head.
Look, he's going to have a shave.
From the look of his head, he's already had it.
Jimmy, will you...
Who could have a haircut without taking his hat off?
Jimmy, will you keep your voice down?
It's all right, Grandad. He don't turn around to see who it is. Not while the barber's shaving under his chin. Hey, Grandad, I wonder what's made him bald like that.
He's probably got a grandson like you.
Thanks, please.
Right, Jim, off you go now. In the middle chair.
Who is that one who calls anybody whacker? Come on, Sweeney Todd.
Thomas, you whacker. So, what would you like?
A fish and four pennyworth. And ten pennyworth and salt.
Oh, you're right, Cliff, you are. Is this the short back and sides, or do you want a rolling stone?
What's a rolling stone?
Well, I'll give you a touch up for the hot tongs and brush the dandruff off your shoulders.
I don't want any of that hair cream on that smells.
It's got a very nice smell.
I know, that's just it. I'm the captain of the Black Hand Gang. I can't go around smelling like a bunch of violets.
All right. Just keep it in, Phil.
When you're the captain of the Black Hand Gang, you've got to be careful. Charlie Thompson got smelitis, Captain, for breaking the most important rule of the gang.
Oh, did he?
Yes. He was seen in broad daylight with a girl. And that's a bigger crime than washing behind your ears.
You don't
know. Yeah, if the gang saw me with a girl, you know what they'd do?
No, you tell me.
He'd stick a goldfish ball on me head, two skyrockets on me jersey, and launch me into half this fence.
Charming. Morning, everybody.
Oh, hello, Higgy.
Oh, there's Higgy's right. Dad. I'll be waiting for him. Hey, Mr. Higginbottom, I want to talk to you.
Oh, sit still. Get back in the chair.
But he's Higgy's dad. That's him. Tall, dark, and miserable.
Don't start any trouble with him. He's a bit touchy.
You mean he's cracking?
Shut up and sit still.
Jimmy, behave yourself.
But, Grandad, I want to ask him about Ozzy.
What about Ozzy?
Is he doing anything tomorrow? Because I want him to come with us to Liverpool for the day.
If you take his mother as well, you can have him for good.
Hello, somebody's got in the bed the wrong side this morning.
Well, it can't be Ozzy. He sleeps on the floor.
What was that?
Ozzy told me. He sleeps on the floor.
That was one night we put his mattress on the floor because somebody else wanted his bed.
Who was it? The man from the furniture shop?
Barber, pass me that razor while I trim his Adam's apple.
Don't keep still, I'll be trimming his ears.
Jimmy, will you sit still and be quiet? Higgy, we're all going to a christening tomorrow, and we wondered if Ozzy would like to come, to keep Jimmy company.
Well, I suppose so. He was going to the zoo with his mother, but he can go another day.
Yeah, there'll still be a spare cage for him.
You know what?
The cage is
just watch it. I was in a back cabin when I left yours to come here.
Why, did the red man call and catch you in?
Jimmy, you're asking for a smack.
He should have had one by now. If you were my son, you'd be sorry for yourself.
I know, I'd have had it for a brother.
I mean, you and the wife being such good friends.
Quite right, Mr. Matthews. What a thing for?
Well, you see, when the wife went away for the week, I said that I'd leave Sandra at her grandmother's tomorrow until I get home tomorrow night. And now Granny's not well.
Daddy doesn't like the idea of my staying at home on my own tomorrow.
Of course not. Now, don't you worry, Mr. Matthews. You bring Sandra over first thing in the morning, and she can go to the christening with us. You can pick her up there tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Clitter. I've never been to a christening.
Yes, it's very kind of you, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Not at all. Sandra will be company for Jimmy. He was saying he had nobody to play with.
Oh, I don't know. I like Jimmy, but I don't think he likes girls very much.
Oh, all boys are like that. They change their minds when they get a bit older, don't they, Mrs. Clitheroe?
Oh, yes. Don't you worry about Jimmy, Sandra. Once you're there, you'll have a good time. Jimmy can be quite a little gentleman when he wants to be.
Visitors.
What?
Hello, Jimmy. Oh, hello, Mr. Matthews.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello,
Mick.
Hello, Sandra. Jimmy, I've got a surprise for you. You know you wanted a playmate at the Christmas.
Yeah, I've just seen her being Dad.
Well, Sandra's coming with
her. And I've told him that... You know what?
Yes, your mother says that you'll look after Sandra for me tomorrow.
Well, my mother wants to keep a big brother.
That'll do. Don't you worry, Mr. Matthews. Just bring Sandra around as we arrange. They'll have a good time. There's an indoor fun fair near the house.
Hello,
oh, fun fair. Well, just in case I forget tomorrow morning, Sandra, here's a pound to spend on Jimmy and yourself.
Oh, Mr. Matthews, just because it's a pound? Between us?
Looks like
being a good
girl. Fine. Well, come on,
Sandra. Bye-bye, Mrs.
Clitheroe.
I'll see you to the door.
Oh, no, I'll do that, ma'am. Well, bye-bye, Mrs. Clitheroe. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, love.
Are you sure Auntie won't mind me coming, Jimmy?
Oh, he can't come. He's too ill. In about 10 minutes' time.
Well, what trouble are you starting now?
Oh, I just want to see my best friend, Ozzy. Is he here?
No, he's gone to the chip shop.
Why, have you been a job after around here then?
No, I don't understand you. I mean, do you enjoy being thumped?
It's only a joke.
Well, crack one more joke like that and you'll be laughing all the way to the hospital.
Well, that's come to tell you we can't take Ozzy tomorrow. The christening's off.
It's off?
Yeah. The vicar can't christen the baby, he's off.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
He's got lumbago and smoker's cough.
Oh, the vicar?
No, the vicar.
Oh.
You see, he can't bend over the font and... If he did, he couldn't say the name for coughing.
You don't expect me to believe that rubbish, do you?
Well, I was hoping... that's only part of it. The baby's ill as well.
Oh. What's the baby got? Distemper or fowl pest?
I don't know. Which one was it your Ozzy had?
Now, look here. Oh, look who it is. Alfie Hall.
Besides, if you said he got distemper, I'd believe you.
Oh, Alfie's all right. He may not be clever, but his money's in the right place.
I'm just going out to your house, Jimmy. So, good afternoon, Mr. Higginbotham.
Goodbye, Alfie.
Where are you going?
The opposite way to you. Anyway, Clitheroe, the christening's off then.
Yes. Well, that's quick. It was only 5 minutes ago Mrs. Clitheroe was on the phone telling me what time to be there.
Well, sure, then, we'll see you again.
You'll see me now, you little liar.
There, you've become somebody your own size.
Not you, Alfie.
Yes.
No, I've been
here. Okay, Alfie, are you going mad? Was it a fight in the street?
Yeah, Mr. Higginbotham, you can't do that. Take Alfie in the house and fight him there.
That's better, Alfie.
I'll come away with a pair of you, and don't worry, Clitheroe. How do you want me coming to your fancy christening? Now, get lost.
Oh, gee, come on, Jimmy. No sense in trying to reason with him. You'll be risking your neck just asking him the time.
If he's in a hurry, we know the time. He's opening time.
Yes, that's right.
Well, he told us
the
sad news, didn't he?
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
what sad news?
I'll answer it,
Fred. Well, you see, ma'am, Ozzy won't be able to come to the christening because he's got lung smokers, a measles, don't you, Alfie?
Well, you and Grandad saw Mr. Higginbotham in the barber shop not 2 hours ago. Ozzy didn't have measles then.
Ah, well, they came all of a sudden. You know, galloping measles.
Stop talking nonsense, galloping measles. Now, what is wrong with Ozzy?
What would you say, Alfie?
Yeah, well, that was well, it's not measles, perhaps it's, neckle rash. I don't know.
Jimmy, Higginbotham's on the phone. What have you been saying to him?
Well, what did he say, Alfie?
He's going mad. Shouting something about his son Alfie not being good enough for the high and mighty Clitheroes.
Jimmy, I want the truth. What have you been up to?
Well, nothing really. How about it, Alfie?
I just came over. I saw Jimmy talking to Mr. Higginbotham when I mentioned the christening. Well, he did. It was off. But it isn't, because it couldn't be that quick. And we were upstairs staring bonkers.
So it was you caused all the trouble.
Yeah, no. I didn't do anything.
You what? You offered to fight him in the street. I did.
I said I'd fight him in that. I mean, you did.
I thought fighting Mr. Higginbotham. I know. You said he was too big for me.
Ah, no, that's why I offered to fight him. I mean, somebody might say it's that bad. Well, I don't know what I mean.
Oh, never mind all this rubbish. The man's still on the phone.
Well, tell him Alfie's sorry for causing all the trouble.
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
I'll speak to him, Father. I'll tell him we want Ozzy to come tomorrow. He'll be very welcome.
Alfie, what was all that about when I was answering the phone?
I don't know. They lost me when they got on to galloping measles.
Galloping measles? What are you brothering about?
No use, Alfie. You'll have to tell him.
Tell him what?
That pack of lies you told me, Mum.
Jimmy, will you come out of there?
No, I won't. I'm stopping here till the train sets off.
Yeah, don't be daft. Somebody else might want to go in.
Well, tell him to try the first class. Anyway, they're not supposed to come in here while the train's standing in the station.
You can't stop there all the way to Liverpool.
I'll come out when the train moves off.
What's it off? What?
Some of the Black Hand gang are in this station, train spotting. And if they spotted me sitting in the carriage with Petty Sandra, that'd be me luck. You'd find me in the guard van with me head stuck in a box of fish.
All right. Yeah, well, we're moving now, so come out.
Right, Alfie.
Oh, at last. Shove yourself in there like that.
You haven't got to be out. That's small in there. It's all cramped. Oh, it gives you a funny feeling, what we call, hydrophobia.
Give over, that's what mad dogs have.
Yeah, they
What do mad dogs have now?
Crazy pups!
Sandra. Well, I've been all under the eyes and the slot machines. I've had enough to fell on the tunnel of lumber. I can't find Jimmy anywhere.
I told you you wouldn't find him. Not until you want some more money off me.
Well, don't give him any more, Sandra.
Well, Daddy said I had to share it. So half of it really belongs to Jimmy.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be looking after you, not just himself and little fat Ozzy.
Oh, I'm ashamed of him. He caused all that trouble on the train coming here. Pretending he was a foreigner who lost his ticket. And then he giggled all the way through the service.
Yeah, I know, yes. Yeah, he nearly made me laugh. They told me about your vicar christening the baby, Charlie. Oops. If you dropped him in the font.
Well, the worst thing was in the taxi. He was very cross because I had to sit on his knee.
I know, he wanted to put you in the booth.
Well, Sandra, can I have another 2 shillings, please?
Oh, the great lovers have arrived, have they? Popeye and olive oil.
That's enough for you. Why aren't you looking after Sandra to see that she has a good time?
Because I've got to look after Ozzy. He's blackmailing me. If I don't keep his stomach full, he'll open his mouth to the gang tomorrow about me and Sandra.
Well, he's got nothing to tell him. Except you. You've been dodging it.
I've seen her 5 times, haven't you, Sandra?
Yes, but it's cost me a shilling a time. Well, don't give him another penny, Sandra, unless he spends it with you.
Get away! If I have to spend a penny, Sandra...
That'll do. Whatever you go on, Sandra's going on it as well.
She's only a girl. She can't go on the same amusements as me.
Well, why not?
Because you're a girl. I want to go and kick the football, pump the punch bowl, go on the rifle range, on the try-your-strength machine.
All right, I'll go on them as well.
I don't be daft. If you hit the punch bowl, you'll score £3 and a broken wrist.
Look, I'm no weakling. I'll probably do better than you.
Will you care to put your money where your mouth is?
He means have a bet. Get your money out and shut your mouth. I mean, stop talking and back it. But back it with your money and don't talk.
Why don't you try that?
Sandra, I know what he is with his bet. I'm not afraid. There's 10 shillings left, Jimmy. We'll split it, 5 shillings each. And whatever we go on, we'll lose at home.
Oh, this is too easy. The vicar should have christened you today. Sandra Muggins.
Which one do you want to start with?
Well, punch the ball. And if you score more than £10, you can punch my head. And don't forget, as soon as we spend your 5 bob, you can get lost, because the bet's a bet, and it's no use crying after you've lost your money.
I tell you, there's something wrong with the machine.
You couldn't just score £50 to my 25. Well, we'll soon see when we go on the try-your-strength machine.
Oh, before we go on to that, Jimmy, I did score more than £10, and the bet's a bet.
Oh, no, I could give the man the money.
Yes, but you haven't given me your head to punch.
That was all the same. I didn't mean it. Just because you are beginner's luck, there's no need to get nasty.
I'm trying to get out of it, Jimmy. I had 2 kicks at the ball and knocked down 2 targets.
I know, and I'd have beaten you, but my foot slipped. Oh, no.
Just like your hand slipped when you were gripping the trial of strength machine.
Well, it really did. I've just had a run of bad luck.
Well, we'll see if it improves when we go on the rifle range. That's if you've got enough money left.
I've got enough money left, and I'm a dead shot. So keep well back, or I might shoot 5 clay pipes in you.
If you can't win, at least you're a good loser, aren't you, Jim?
Isn't it strange, Jimmy?
My rifle was fine, but yours was bent.
You kept breathing when I was aiming.
I have to breathe, don't I?
That's a matter of opinion.
You won a lot of prizes, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Sandra,
you don't mean you've beaten a great game.
No, well, shut up, scratching it. The fluke. I think she's a witch.
Yeah, now don't be rude.
I said witch. She made me hands and feet slip, and she bent me barrel.
Oh, it was just that I I happen to have the luck to beat him on the strength machine, the punch ball, kicking the ball, the rifle range. I was lucky, wasn't I? After all, I'm only a girl.
There's one thing you won't leave me out. Fight him! Put your hands up and get that gin slipper!
He's not always happy, does he?
Where is Ollie? I haven't seen him.
You mean if you go in the snack bar, you'll see two ears sticking out from behind a meat pie. That's Ollie, the squealer.
What do you mean?
Come on, he'll not only tell me that I went out with a girl who sat on me knee in the taxi, he'll tell him she beat me at everything as well. So tomorrow he'll be the gang's new captain and I'll be his first victim.
Oh, Jimmy, you don't mean you really get into trouble through me, do you?
Oh, no. You just invite me to a little game of poker.
Does he play cards?
You don't use cards, just a poker.
For being so big-headed.
It's all right for you, but they'll murder me.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. If Ozzy had something to hide, he wouldn't dare tell on you, would he?
What do you mean?
Well, I think I thought of a way to keep Ozzy quiet.
You mean borrow one of those rifles? Oh, but you'd have to do it. With my luck, I'd miss him and lose me shillings.
No, you go and get Ozzy and tell him we're all going for a ride on the station.
Here, Fred. Come on, Jimmy, ready to go.
Oh, boy, what a pity, Grandad. We were just enjoying ourselves, weren't we, Sandra?
Well, I've enjoyed myself all day.
Where's Ozzie?
Oh, he's just getting me another bottle of lemonade.
You mean he's treating you?
Yeah, he's paying me back all the money he got out of me.
He was blackmailing Jimmy, but now the boot's on the other foot.
Yeah, and Ozzie knows it every time he bends down.
Well, Susan told us that Ozzie was going to tell on you. What's happened to change his mind?
Oh, just a brilliant idea I got.
You got?
Oh, all right, we got. We noticed there was a man taking photos as you came out of the ghost train. He snaps the girls when they're all scared with their arms round the fellas.
Yes, I've seen him.
Yeah, well, me and Ozzy sat in one car with Sandra behind. Then just before we moved off, I jumped out and Sandra jumped in next to Ozzy. And that's how they were when the ride finished.
You mean the man took a photograph of Sandra pretending to be frightened with her arms around Ozzy?
No, Ozzy was frightened. He had his arms around Sandra.
For the Kidder Kids this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Dare as Susan, with Brian Truman, Tony Melody, and Susan James. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Kidder as the kid himself.
To the gang as long as I didn't show them the photo. So I've seen that he's my best friend. I gave him the snap and the magazine for half a crown.